Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. We are going to reawaken your spirit, renew your mind, resuscitate your passion so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, are going to be coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. We want to ask you to get in early, get in the queue early, press star and a number one. We're definitely going to be having some conversations on today. I have been hearing people saying they've been loving hearing the conversations, connecting, and I think today's topic is definitely worth, spreading the news, right? We've been talking about the five mistakes that most network marketers make. And, it's something that obviously a mistake is something, for the most part, most of the time, unintentional. That's not what a person expects to do, is to create actions and get no results, or create actions that's going to get them adverse results, things like that's not what I'm looking for. And so we have been going into, number one, how most people in the network marketing industry, they never launched a business. And we've also been talking about, how they don't surrender to a system. And they always want to try to put their own, twist on things before they know what it really takes to be successful. But then on today, we're going to talk about most of them. They don't market or promote, right? So we want to talk about that they attack, don't attract. Most network marketers attack, but they don't attract. And that's whether it's your friends, family, people online, people offline. This is something that is so huge that sets the big boys and girls aside from people who are struggling in this industry. We want to talk about that on today. But I need you to understand that if we were serving, not selling, and you guys hear that all the time, and I don't think it's getting really deep into everyone, and we're going to keep talking about it, you'll see that success will be like abundantly happening for you, like overflowing for you. So I want to talk to you about something, right? There is a scripture in the book of Hebrews, and we know that Deuteronomy 8:18 clearly states that God is the one who gives us the ability to gain wealth. But then now in the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 10, I want to read the English Standard Version of this because it's just so clear, right? This is a God who gives us the ability to gain wealth. Before we pray, I need you guys to get this in your spirit. And then in Hebrews 6 and 10, it says, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. I want to say that one more time so that when we start talking about attracting, not attacking, or serving, not selling, it's going to start clicking for you. You're going to start getting it right in your spirit. I'm going to read it one more time, and then we're going to pray together. This is Hebrews 6 and 10 if you're just dialing in, right? We're talking about the mistakes, the five mistakes that most network marketers make. And it says, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work. love you have shown him. As you have helped his people and continue to help them. Oh, my Lord. It is so clear to me, the people who stop, quit, drop their marketing on why they cannot be successful. It talks about showing God love as you help his people, but continue to help them, which is showing that you got to have that genuine deal about serving people, and then God will give us the ability to gain wealth, then you start just getting overflowing, overflow in your house. Let's go to the Lord. Father God, we thank you. We honor you on this day. We so thank you for the day that you've made, and we're so glad, and we're joyous in it, and we are so glad for your word. On this day, your word, oh dear Lord, that you've left for us to be immensely successful in all areas of our lives. Father God, we thank you that we are people that we are not seeking religion. We are seeking a true relationship with you, that we may be able to be the head and not the tail, that we may be able to take our spot at the top in this industry, that we may be able to be a great example for your kingdom. We're thanking you, dear Lord, that us applying the word, that the people under the sound of my voice will see immense manifestation in their businesses and in their lives. We thank you, dear Lord, that we'll never be ashamed of who you are and whose we are. We're thanking you, dear Lord, that our mind is staying on you, because you are the one who formed us, and you are the one that deemed us successful even before we were in our mother's womb. We want to walk that way. We're thanking you that as the word is illuminating in our minds, that we're taking the right action, that we're building our businesses with heart and not just from our head, that we're coming from a place of servitude, and we know that you're not unjust, that you will bless us immensely as we continue to help your people. Father God, we thank you that that does not come with the spirit of offense, that we allow your Holy Spirit not only to guide us and teach us, of course, comfort us, but correct us, put us on that right path, that we'll be positioned to take our spot at the top and stay there. We honor you. We adore you. And we give glory to your name. We thank you for everything that you're doing, everything that you're going to do. And we seal this prayer in the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, guys, so let's hop right on into this on this morning, because as we come in the queue, I want you to tell me, maybe you had the wrong idea about how this thing go called network marketing, right? Most people, they are telling, they're selling, they're not marketing or promoting. They attack, they get attitudes if their friends or family don't want to be down with them. And they're just simply not attractive. They're not positioning themselves or posturing themselves when people would say, I'd love to work with that person. I want to be down with what they're doing. I want to be in their company. I can tell you sometimes the biggest difference in something like simple, like energy. We talk about how high energy equals high income, and I know that some people are, you know, hanging on to their jobs. I know that you have circumstances, but you got to remember this if you haven't written it down, circumstances that are that you don't like. That's your cue. That's your message to up-level your game, so you can start living the life that you want. Anything that you see in your life that you say, I'd like to change this, if I had it my way. I'd like to change it. I need you to write that down and understand that most of those things are going to be fixed, not only as you get more money, because let me tell you something. When you have more money, you have more freedom to think. You have more time to yourself, more time to do the things that you really want to do. Most people don't want to work 8, 10, 12 hours a day. Most people who are working that many hours a day are not having the time to get in God's face, to meditate, to really find out how is true success created. So it behooves you to really pay attention to how you can start attracting people to you and stop attacking. Now, obviously, self-image have a lot to do with things. And I'm not talking about only the clothes you wear. That's a part of it. You know, keeping your hair combed and keeping your face clean and, I mean, hey, if you're not feeling too good, ladies, a little bit of lipstick. It doesn't have to be bright red like how I be rocking out. It could be something. Make your face look a little bit more lively. Look more attractive if you're going out there meeting people, cold prospecting. That could help, sure, gentlemen. You know, dress according to whatever the industry that you're operating in, because there's different industries. And so everything doesn't require a suit and boot, but if you do, I wouldn't say suit and boot, but looking extremely neat and looking groomed, that helps. But I'm talking about your posture, your stance, even in the way you project yourself around your family and in social media. I'm not saying you got to be standing up straight and stoic and all that, but I'm saying a posture of confidence that you are sure that you're in the right deal, that you're sure. It's nothing worse than being easily shaken, nothing less attractive than being easily shaken from your belief. When you put your money where your mouth is, meaning that you've invested in a business, you need to be confident. Because lack of confidence is definitely going to take you down a path of, I would say, failure, not having a success. Not many things that can take you down that way in network marketing. You could have a great attitude, persistence, consistency, a confidence that you know that your day is coming, because with duplication and we're talking about the system and launching your business and doing those things, success is inevitable in this industry. I can't tell you that in maybe corporate America, because you could literally work your heart out and they could still give somebody else the promotion or the job or what have you. But I know in this industry, it does not care about your background, your mistakes, and all those things. It does not care. We know that most people are being punished by the life that they led prior to them joining their company. And so people will automatically say, well, you were just doing this, just this and though, and this and the only thing you don't want them to keep saying is you were doing a whole bunch of different companies, and eventually if that's what they say now, let them see that that has changed. That's a trap. That's attractive. But also let them see that it doesn't matter if they join you or not. That's a posture. But then also let them see you being passionate about helping people. Now, let's talk about the differences between telling and selling. There's some people, as soon as they meet someone, they want to throw up on them and tell them all about, well, my company, it does this, it does that, and we got these people today rich, and we got this, and we got that. And people are like, okay, people love to buy, but they don't want to be sold to. So it makes them, on the inside, it's just like antenna that goes up like fright. Beware, yield, and you don't know what that apprehension is. And all you have to do is have a very genuine conversation with them on how you're probably teamed up with some successful people, and it's a huge movement going on, and you thought about them, if it's somebody that you know, and you want to know, are they open? to earning more money, or they're open to whatever the benefit is of your product, open to losing some weight or getting healthier, or they're open to, you know, decreasing their debt, whatever it is your benefit. We've trained that enough times. You'd have to go back. If you're brand new, you've got to go back and listen to some of the calls, because I like to keep, when we're training on something in specific, that you stay focused on that particular topic, because I need you to become masters, right? And so you're having a conversation, and you want to know, are they open? And if they say yes, open to making more money, open to doing whatever it is that you're offering to them. Be clear on that offer. And then you're like, you know, well, if I were to send you this, whether it's your video, if I were to send you an invitation to come out and hang out with us, if I were to send you, be very comfortable. When will you maybe be able to watch it? Or if you're giving them a specific date, hey, listen, some of those people I talked to you about, we're actually going to be connecting on this Thursday at 7:30, you know, will you be able to make that out? Would that work for you? Love for you to come out. It's limited seating, but if you're able to come out, I can put you on the list. So have some level of scarcity. The confidence and posture is like, if it's not you, it's okay. We're going to keep it moving. And you're always asking permission, and you can get permission in a few different ways. Let's talk about getting permission. The permission I just gave you on asking them, are they open? And if you were to do this, when will they do that? They're giving you permission. But if you're online marketing, which we'll go a little deeper in today, because I love this whole topic, because this is why you can connect with many people on a regular basis, is how you posture yourself, especially in social media. And it's very attractive for a person who they get to see who you really are. You're not always trying to pose like all you are is this big business person, even though you're not making any money, because you got friends and family that may know the situation. And it'd be so much more attractive if you were just being you, but then you were bringing value. You'd be surprised on how you can go into your company's back office or your company's website and find information, little snippets that you could post or talk about in videos, in social media. And then now you can say, hey, did you know this? Or I didn't know this here, you know, about whatever you're talking about, weight loss, or about belly fat, or about, you know, credit, or about this. Or did you know that this, you know, was happening, that something that can affect people who would be interested in your product or service. And then you also want them to see you engaging, post with you're engaging with your kids or your family or what have you, showing that you're happy, you're having a great time. And then you want to also at some point in time invite them to take a look at what you're doing. If they can see you not only just attacking them with information where every day all you're doing is just posting, click my link. People don't want to do that. You know, things have changed a lot, right? There was a long time ago where the Kirby vacuum cleaner guy could knock at your door and you'd even open the door. Then he wants to come in and do this demonstration on your carpet, and then, you know, maybe your wife or your spouse will come in and be like, who is this dang old stranger in this house? And you got them there trying to show you how whatever vacuum you were using was just so in the dumps. Now you throw away your vacuum you spent hundreds of dollars for, and now you spend 12 grand on a vacuum that they say lasts a lifetime. But wait, after 5 years, you have to replace it almost like a car, parts and pieces. Things have gone a long way from that. People want to connect. They're looking for hope. They're looking for connections of people where they can actually say they're in a movement or they're in a culture or community where it makes them feel like, you know what, I can go somewhere hanging around these people, because personal development is so rampant out here nowadays. You know, if you look at social media, you got tons of people who they're posting quotes and they're doing that. And that's things you want to do too. They're posting quotes and they're being thought leaders and all this stuff. This is not who we were a lot of years ago. So now people are being provoked to think or being provoked to you know, consider and being provoked to being better as an individual. And so they got to see that in you so that it will make them say, I've been watching you. I want to be down. I've been watching you. And then they got to see consistency. They got to see consistency, right? This is not the circuit workout deal, right? Those people handle their network marketing business like the circuit workout. You know, the circuit workout where they say you got to really, like, trick your muscles. Like, if you keep doing the same thing over and over, then, like, your muscles kind of get tired of that and you stop seeing the results. So if you're doing one exercise and you just do a quick switch and you do another exercise, like whether you're doing Tai Bo or you're at the circuit training or whatever, that's not network marketing. That might work for the workout, for your body, but that's not the system of network marketing. Network marketing, they want to see that attraction factor on a consistent basis, like that's who you are, because now they may join with you, you're their business partner, and they want to know, will they get to know you, like you, and trust you? If you start thinking those three things and go back through your social media feeds, go back through how you connected with your family, like everything was all good at the barbecue until they said that, nah, that's a pyramid thing, and all of a sudden you got an attitude, you don't even want to talk to them, you don't even want them to come to your house no more, and then they're like, okay, that's Tourette syndrome, I'm not interested. That's why I don't like network marketing. That's why I don't like those types of businesses. It breaks down relationships. It breaks down what have you. People will tell you, people even as closest to me, they doing the business with me, they cool. If they're not, that's cool too. No problem. Okay, no problem is my posture all the time. Okay, no problem. Why? Because I need you to know, just like I know, that it's a lot of people doing a little bit, but they don't have to be your besties for you to become immensely successful in this industry. They don't have to be your besties. As a matter of fact, you go out and you attract, because you're going to attract who you are, not who you want. That's why the personal development is so key. You attract who you are, not who you want in your business. So if you keep attracting people who's not doing anything, I'm going to tell you this right now. You ain't doing too much, because if you was doing too much, you wouldn't even be able to notice that your people weren't doing anything. I'm going to say that one more time. If you're one of those people who keeps saying that no one on my team is doing anything, you better start including yourself. Because when you are serving people and you are consistently prospecting and promoting and exposing people, you are so busy building, you won't even notice that they part of the game. They just not showing up. You want to check on them, cool. You're looking through your back office and you should be doing follow-ups and you should be connecting them in with the system, which is where the masses are, because that helps to curate them, that helps to build them up even while you're working your eight-hour job or what have you. But I'm telling you right now that you're not going to attract who you want, right? You're working a job, so you're saying, okay, I want to be the boss. You know, every time we got the boss babes, boss ladies, boss dudes, bosses, 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 bosses. And the boss is saying, like, I'm the head, you know what, in charge, and I got people working for me, versus being a leader and saying I'm working with some people, right? And then what you want to know is that in network marketing, that boss deal don't work. Leadership works. So if you're thinking you're going to have a ton of people on your team that's rocking it out while you're chilling out, because maybe that's you're noticing your boss on the golf course while you're working and putting in the work, that's not network marketing. It's us collaborating together. And now with that cooperation of collaboration, a ton of people making a ton of money. But if you're in motion and you're serving people and you're attracting people on a regular basis, you won't notice. I bet you if you were to go back in, and I'm about to open up the line, I bet you if you were to go back in, and for those who are on the line who are saying, I'm just not seeing, my team just stopped working and so did you. because if you didn't stop working, you always have new people that you were launching their business, introducing them to the system, taking care of them, getting setting up their PBRs or inviting them to meetings or what have you. You always have new people that's coming in that's building upon. And if you have a slow process in that and your team sees that, then they start dwindling off because they're saying, you told us it's working, but it ain't working for you. So in the beginning of their business, they're figuring like, okay, maybe it's not going to work for me either. That's why success is one of the biggest motivators in network marketing teams. When the team can't see you maybe, you know, getting promoted or can't see other people on your team getting promoted, they start thinking like, well, promotion does not live here. That's not attractive. So we got to start attracting, not attacking. Don't get angry with your leaders if they're not doing much. My leaders know I encourage them, I motivate them, but I'm not angry if they don't want to become top leaders. I'll tell them I know you're supposed to be there. I'll tell them, listen, you're not operating at your highest level. I might get a little irritated if I see leaders not helping their leaders progress. I might get a little irritated at that, but I'm not going to be upset with you that you don't want to build it and build it big, or you don't want to take your life to the next level. So why? Because I'm serving. Servitude don't have attitudes. Servitudes don't have attitudes. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We got our same folk keep coming on in the queue. We're going to let them talk, though. They become part of your coaches. At least watch their business rock it out. Good morning. We got 443, last 49353. Good morning. Let's have some more folk join the queue. Good morning to you. How's it going?
Good morning. It is Rochelle in Maryland.
Yes,
how are you, Nicola?
What's going on? Good. All we got is Lanice, Rochelle. Only person listening is David this morning. These are our three guest coaches, regular guest coaches. I love it, though. Come on, baby. What's up? Good morning.
You have said so much this morning. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't even know what to say on this call because you've said so much. But let me touch on servitude because I think that the servitude piece, which is something that you have coached me on, knowingly, unknowingly, you know, in person, on the phone, on different trainings, you have coached me on servitude, and I think that that pretty much covers, like, all the things that I've jotted down. I'm learning on a daily basis that that is what it is all about, servitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more that I'm serving, the more people are liking me and trusting me. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
they'll even tell me, like, we're only having a conversation maybe via text or via, you know, inbox or something like that. And they're saying, you know, I trust you. For some reason, I trust you. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I was talking to a gentleman yesterday, and he was like, you know, we've never talked. You know, we've been friends on Facebook, but we've never talked, but you seem really genuine. And I was like, well,
mm-hmm.
thank you, you know. But, you know, people actually want to join you when they do see you serving. Just like you say, like, I'm not saying anything you haven't taught. And what winds up, this is what I noticed. When I first started being in a space of servitude, I found myself serving a lot, serving even more
mm-hmm.
than clothing. But now
mm-hmm.
the more that I'm serving, the more I'm having people come out of the woodwork and contact me and sign up on the spot.
There you
go. So it's like a snowball. So now you have these people that you've been maybe talking to for a couple of months and they still haven't made a move. But to kind of balance that out, I'm finding people actually now shooting me a text and say, hey, how can I get started now? And actually getting started now. And I'm saying, like, wow, that was easy. I didn't even hardly have to do anything. It's because they've been watching. People are saying, I've been watching
there
what
you
you're
go.
Doing for months. And I'm like, that is exactly what Nicola has been talking about all of this time in terms of servitude. It doesn't always have to come in the form of washing a person's feet or, you know, taking
mm-hmm.
a person's food. It can be happening, you know, online. where people are getting from you and you are keeping your word and calling them when you said, and all of those things encompass servitude. And I'm just grateful because being in networking, for network marketing for nearly 10 years, I've never, ever, ever had a leader teach this before. And it's proving that this is the answer. So thank you so much, Nicola, for everything that you do.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome, Rochelle. You know, you and Ahmed, for those who don't know her husband, they are rock stars in business, like super, super successful people in real estate, like next level real estate, like huge. And it's an honor. What will happen is that servitude will attract leaders. You'll become the leader of leaders. You'll become a person where they are at the top of their game, but they realize I can learn more, and they will trust you all through servitude. All through servitude. I already know Ahmed. That's my boy now, me and Rob. We just love you guys. And I already know Ahmed was like watching, like, is this girl the real deal? Like, she's sound, but she's shooting some good games. Is she really like, just this is what it is? Serving, making, is this what it is? And when I'm seeing you guys showing up city after city after city saying, yeah, and just like us, because it's hard to find people who have made a lot, had a lot of success, who's still really down to earth, like how Ahmed and Rochelle, they still hang out with their kids. They see we still hang out with our kids. They see our kids, and they get acting funky. And I think one of them, he come and go, oh, my stomach hurt and all this stuff. I got to go tend to him today. The other one, oh, my tooth hurt, and I had to tend to him yesterday. The other one today, I mean, they just coming. But they also know, like I was lying, I will knock your head off if you're trying to act like you're too great. And I don't care if you're 22, right? Listen, guys, I need you to know servitude is extremely attractive, and you can just be yourself. I need you to say something to yourself that it gets easier the more I serve. Rochelle touched on that. It gets easier the more I serve. Why? Because you cannot reap a harvest from seeds that you have not sown. And Rochelle touched on something that lines up exactly with our word today, where she said, it seemed like I was just serving and serving and serving, and it seemed like nothing was happening. I wasn't closing. But as I continue to serve, then now people start closing on the spot. Those are the seeds that you've sown, because God said that he will not forget. So let's think about something for forget. That's kind of given a connotation that it needs to be servitude over time. God said, I'm not going to forget. As you've served me, as you've helped my people. That sounds like over time, and then keep helping my people. Over time. That's what most people miss now. We're going to go to one more caller here, and I'm just going to be here in the queue. Some of you guys entered the queue after it was requested, but we got Lanise. I know that's Lanise's number, right? I know your number now, girl. That even for ID. Good morning, 8523. Now we got like 10 people in the queue. Come on, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I love y'all. Okay, good morning. What's up, Lanise?
Hey, you guys are blessing my socks off. Rochelle, she hit it right on the nose for me. You know, I was feeling the same way. That, you know, serving, you know, and not closing. So it's very encouraging that I am on the right track. I am on the right track. I'm on the right road, and I'm keeping going. So
there you go.
That was,
let me ask you
yeah,
this question real quick, right? I want you guys to know that it has to come from the heart, right? And this is important, and we're going to close out here. You can't trick God. He's the one that made the game, right? He's the one that set up the rules. And he even told us that we have to worship him in spirit and in truth, right? Then he says that the greatest among us is the servant, right?
Yes.
That's the greatest.
Yes.
He said the greatest. That's not good. That's not better. That's not even great. He says the greatest. Like the top of the game is those who serve. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So then now, if you're like, I'm serving, and I'm not seeing anything, is that truly serving?
Mm-hmm.
That's, I'm trying to test this law. Let me see if I keep giving it. Somebody going to give me back. You got to serve and let it go.
Right.
Do you ever see a farmer sow a seed and he stand over it every day, 24 hours? He goes deep. Whatever amount of inches down in the ground, sow the seed, cover back up. The sun, the rain, all these types of things, these natural occurrences, you keep sowing, and then all of a sudden here come things start sprouting out.
Right.
You serving and you watching it? Like the microwave. 1 minute, 2 minutes. I've been here 3 minutes. Like people say, I've been here 3 months. I ain't made no money. Well, how many people have you been serving in the 3 months? You probably joined 3 months ago, but you ain't been in it 3 months ago. Let's count the time properly. How long have you been surrendering to a system, launching people, and working on attracting, not attacking? I love you guys. Come in the queue first tomorrow. We're going to have a guest on tomorrow. Hopefully. I've been so slammed. And I've been so slammed. You know, I'm very honest with you guys. I've been so slammed. I'm working on several projects, and I always like to give my guests some advance notice. And so we're going to check some people out and see if we can get on the line and concur what I'm talking about. So I'm moving this in the shaker. Talk to you soon. Bless you. Have a phenomenal day. Go out and serve 2 to 5 people today. Serve them up. Talk to you soon.